Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Berta Zúñiga Cáceres, Lenca people in Honduras struggling against 49 extractive projects. Berta Cáceres was murdered in March 2016 for fighting against the establishment of the Aguasanca hydroelectric project on the Hualcarque River, a sacred place for the Lenca indigenous community she belonged to. Today, her murder is still unpunished, and her community is living under serious threats, which have been worsening in the past weeks. But this week, they demanded the authorities to protect the Lenca people of Rio Blanco and proceed against those who threaten it. The Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN, issued on Wednesday the 21st a press release to express to the national and international community their deep concern for the defenseless situation of the Lenca people of Rio Blanco with the presence of armed men and constant threats. We urge the authorities to take immediate action to safeguard the physical integrity and life of the members of COPIN and Rio Blanco, who continue defending their ancestral territories against the invasion of people linked to this company. A few hours before COPIN issued this statement, Real World Radio interviewed Berta Zúñiga Cáceres, daughter of Berta and the new general coordinator of COPIN. She was elected at the end of May in a meeting where the organization confirmed the struggle in defense of the territories and their political project. This same assembly appointed Berta Cáceres as permanent general coordinator and promised not to rest until finding justice and capture the intellectual perpetrators of her murder. Bertita stated that COPIN is struggling against 49 extractive projects in Lenca territories. She reminded that in addition to her mother, there are several people who have been murdered for defending rivers. Despite the global repercussion of Berta's homicide, conflicts in the area have not ceased, and transnational companies promoting hydroelectric and wind projects are defended by police and military officers, in addition to their own private security forces. Now we have the Rio Blanco Intibuca community, which is known for its struggle against the Aguasanca hydroelectric project, with conflicts with landowners of the area who sold lands to Desa Company and who have weapons and threaten to shoot anyone. This is a situation where it wouldn't be surprising if another member of our organization is murdered again, said Bertita. She added that with the precautionary measures established by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, the Security Secretariat offered them protection by the police, but the communities are not accepting it, due to the role of armed forces and armed agents. We know that many times a police officer, instead of protecting us, represents a risk for us, she said. On June the 7th, there was a preliminary hearing on the Berta Cáceres case. The evidence held by the prosecutors is not enough, especially for the intermediaries between the actual perpetrators and the intellectual culprits, said Zúñiga. So far, there are 8 people held on pre-trial detention. 5 of them are actual perpetrators, hitmen, and 3 are intermediaries. The alleged hitmen have a more solid process, except for one of them, for whom prosecutors also lack evidence to retain him, she added. She also highlighted that 3 people accused of being intermediaries are Sergio Rodriguez, technical and environmental manager of DESA, Douglas Bustillo, former chief security of DESA, who was fired 6 months before the murder and who threatened Berta many times, and Mariano Diaz Chavez, agent of the armed forces and military police officer. Allegedly, Rodriguez and Bustillo contacted him so that he coordinated the group of hitmen. Bertita regretted that in the case of Sergio and Mariano, the process is quite weak. There is a strategy to prolong the detention of these people to make the international community, which is pressuring the authorities the most, believe that the Honduran government is acting to achieve justice. But this is false, since the evidence is not enough, the process is filled with irregularities, and everything points to him possibly being released at some point, she said with reference to Rodriguez. If he is released, then impunity as far as the intellectual perpetrators and the total impunity in this case in general would be ensured, she added. The communities are demanding global justice, which means an end to the building of the Aguasanca project. For this reason, on March the 1st, COPIN filed an unconstitutionality appeal before the Supreme Court of Justice of Honduras, but the appeal was not accepted. This means that they do not intend to touch the hydroelectric project and that these detentions are just a front, she regretted.